Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
President Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor Jared Kushner gave a rare public statement this afternoon after answering questions from the Senate Intelligence Committee about his contacts with Russia during the 2016 campaign.
I did not collude with Russia, nor do I know of anyone else in the campaign who did so.
Earlier this morning, Kushner released 11 pages of prepared remarks for the committees. Mark Murray is senior political editor for NBC News. Hi, Mark.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. And some of the questions going into this week were, what happened in meetings that Kushner had with the Russian ambassador? Did he ask for a secret back channel to President Putin? Why did he also meet with a Russian banker? How much did Kushner know about Donald Trump Jr.'s meeting with the Russian lawyer that he, Kushner, also attended? And what about the suspicions, as McClatchy News reported, that Kushner funneled digital data from the Trump campaign to Russians interfering in the election? So let's start with the meeting with the Russian ambassador. This is in November after the election. General Michael Flynn also there. What did we learn from the statement today, the release statement?
Yeah, so the statement that he said was that he had a very limited interaction during the campaign with Russia Ambassador Kislyak in April of 2016. It came in Washington, D.C. during his foreign policy speech that then-candidate Trump was giving. And Kushner essentially said this was very limited in interaction, that their pleasantries were exchanged, they had a nice little conversation. And then later, as he ended up relaying in his letter, he couldn't even remember Kislyak's last name. And so trying to make the point that this was nothing more than just kind of a nice cursory type of event.
But he did also ask for a direct line to President Putin, and he asked about, you know, even phone lines, maybe through the Russian embassy. Now, he's saying in a statement, the fact that I'm even asking for a connection to Putin shows that our campaign didn't have one. But tell us more about why he wanted that.
Yeah. And so this actually happened during the transition. And to me, this is the most striking part of the entire statement that Kushner released, and maybe the most eyebrow raising part for members of Congress if it ended up occurring during the closed doors. And essentially, he ended up meeting with Kislyak during the transition after Trump won, but when Barack Obama was still president. And they discussed Kislyak saying that he had information from Russia's generals that he wanted to share with Trump and his team about the war in Syria, and that they wanted to be able to have that kind of discussion. And what Kushner ended up saying was that, look, I don't want, there was no back channel type of communication. But Kushner did confirm that he asked if he could actually use Russia's embassy to be able to have that kind of conversation. And the reason why this is maybe so significant is that this was occurring when Barack Obama was still president. And yet you ended up having the transition of the Trump team wanting to have, if it wasn't a back channel communication, it was still some kind of communication within Russia's embassy to talk with a country that's considered an adversary of the United States on several issues.
And certainly isn't secure. But I want to move on to some of the other things that we learned from this chain, because more questions have been raised, maybe some settled. That meeting with Donald Trump Jr. and the Russian lawyer, there was that email chain that began with a family friend saying that the lawyer had dirt from the Russian government on Hillary Clinton. Kushner seems to be saying he never read into the chain. He just took the meeting. He just read the top email inviting him. And then he came late. And once he got in, he texted to a friend, "Can you please call me on my cell? I need excuse to get out of meeting."
That's right. And he ended up saying the part that he ended up listening to was on the subject of quote unquote Russian adoptions, which, you know, for people who've actually followed this issue is more relating to sanctions that and the Russian adoption freeze ended up occurring after the Russian government was upset about the sanctions the United States government had ended up passing. And what Kushner said was that was the only thing that was part of the discussion was this Russian adoptions. Nothing he ended up saying had to do with Hillary Clinton or potential dirt on her, but it does raise the question of did that information come out before or after he ended up leaving the meeting? Yeah. And Kushner ended up saying, hey, I just read in this chain, I had nothing idea about whether it was related to Hillary Clinton or not. But that's what he says his explanation is on that meeting with that Russian attorney.
He didn't seem to address the questions about when he ran the Trump campaign digital data team and whether or not that team flagged Russia on what they knew about targeting voters. But overall, Mark Murray, again, we've got 2 days of testimony behind closed doors. What did this statement do about the court of public opinion?
We have a long ways to go in this story, but to me, when you actually look at the court of public opinion, it is still very significant, in some ways very odd, that you ended up having a presidential campaign team having these types of conversations and meetings with the Russian government, or even with a Russian banker who this was also later that Kushner ended up confirming that he was able to meet with a banker by the name of Sergei Gavrov. So you add all these things up, a presidential campaign team, and even in the transition, it's all about getting votes from Americans. It is about staffing up your own government and having all of these types of meetings during the campaign and then during the transition, I think only raise more questions than answers.
Well, and he, of course, posits them as, just a couple of thousands of meetings that he took. So we'll see. Mark Murray, senior political editor for NBC News. Thank you.
Thank you very much.